71. PayPal, Satan, a laptop. I-beams still entangled. Structural element since age of housing her. The unpronounceable wisdom. Leela, not Lila. That might save us. Not night save us. Awkward customers, desire desired, dared. Crow call in the common market. MySpace, null space now. Your pronouns will be the death of you. Not by vocabulary was Rubicon. The quartan egg hath harrowed me. Culex or Anopheles, Assam. A score of years, blood varmint. Invisible architecture of malaise. Economist measuring the tide in ownership or null. The true believer sobbed with Comenius from thoughts of exile. Return, return, the voice repeated, until the other chambers of his brain listened and told the heart what it had not heard. You have to shout for the heart to hear over the engines of its conscious will. Go home. Where is my home? Right here inside the eternal politics of personal identity, the only God whose name you know, the light thick as you are, intersection flooded thigh deep, cloud shadows course the spontaneous lagoon. 72. 30 years been gospeling, Republic of the Common Shore, the unknown, pronounless dimension, high tide and low tide, the real estate between. I suppose a child to walk there. Now how to make this stretch of beach, its screech of turn and hush of surf, reach out and tinge the knowable world, to drown its maps under kelp and sea glass, emeralds for the common man. Just bend down and belong to what you find. You are mine then in that minute. Catch a sparrow by its go, the fugitive habit preaching over your shoulder. We go down into the sea meadow to make priests out of girls and slingshot astronomers knock the stars out one by one. 73. Until your own stars light up the sky, only in perfect darkness, Lancelot, can you see your clear way home. Still, the zany personal voice persists until the last star goes out, afraid of wanting you too much, afraid of not wanting you at all. Mercy is a local star, cloud-edged in porphyry and iris, the sunset on this river imported from a larger sky and barely fitted over the lazy hummocks of the Blue Mountains, beyond the river that flows two ways. Baptize the child again and again, till you get the name right. Silence of corn, silence of dawn. 74. In the market memory, cannon on Florf. Go back to bed, still mourning. We have business with noon, a knife and a bull. Once you've turned, you can't return. Perversion is a grammar of its own, that understands and reassorts fruits of the earth and sea, turning everything that should have form. The sky is window shopping us. That's what Florf means. Free language abandons standard function and sneaks into your mind direct without the inconvenience of meaning. Natural noise, ill-guided by our codes. Gilded. All of these voce barbara without a hint of a child. Silence has much to learn from Dharma. Nothing at all the other way round. 75. Dear person, the pursuit changes names in the dream. The fox gives me 3 bites, one for history, one for God, one to grow a new skin from, to learn her name. I choose, and choose to say it, muted a little by my history, by the strange apocopations of the heart, the dream dreams, lovely as it was, I leave it there. Soft cliffs of Norfolk, near the Admiral Nelson, I knew I had come home, sitting naked in the dark to catch the air. Window fan and its whir he carried into his meditation, telling me nothing more than Canaletto's light for daytime, de la Tour's light on skin at night. The cliffs crumble if you write in them, just like Oregon, just like memory, a finger does it. Let it be faster than love, and laster, Easter every Sunday, and very. Let the farmer's market fill up with camels. Be my nomad. Always come back to me, your special purgatory that this body am. It will answer all your questions. It will pretend to be light, falling through leaves or breaking into curious shadows of leaves on your house wall, your white wall, your sea wall, your water flooding through your hands like sea glass color of the eyes you see it with. 76. The nomad always has another planet up his sleeve, bewildering forest warblers. Only the yellow ones get spotted, but all of them sing. Then rush to meet it in a book, when someone else's name for this experience is sold to you and the bird is gone. How long is a line? From silence to silence, the shortest word. That is a line. Word, what is a word? Across a room, the deepest touch. Now you're being fancy, faintly fraudulent. Romanticism is mechanical, especially when applied to people. It is not a reaction to the Industrial Revolution. It is the Industrial Revolution, privileging matter and methods of production, the divine artificer, Jacquard at his loom, Shelley among thorns, how they make us feel. Sell your soul to the devil, doomed poet can't even break the light, has no shadow, can't cast a shape on matter. Because Romanticism is all about production, about having some effect, about causing perturbation in the system, nature and marriage, about leaving a mark. Because Romanticism is Roman, is Rome, is rule and sentimental grammar and ego worship, where Caesar's God is Caesar's self, and God is anyone you pick to pay your bloody bulls and barley to, or at midnight squealing pigs to Hecate, pine cones on fire. 77. Fold up into a letter. Be small. Fold up the letter. Be gone. Fold up all your difference into one letter and be the letter. There is a letter like a muddy road in Sweden where Josef Martin Kraus wept for his dead lover. There is a letter like sun in smog, industrial haze. Fold what you know as a self into a letter. Be big, better be big. Swell a letter over the sea, so birds fly right through you. Terns are especially loud in you. You must have come near the nesting place. You must have come near the sources of life. Always in the rocks, always edge of the sea. They dive all around you. They void their cloacas onto your hat, if you're the kind of letter that has a hat. Write yourself a letter and send it to me. Or leave it by the apple tree, the last one left by the construction site, yellow hat hanging on the branch, leave it there, or under the oak at midnight, give other loves a chance to find it. They'll pull it open and read the letters. One letter fills up the whole page. And then I'll know, have you, have had it, had, and I'll tell you what I know to no one, not even the tree. I'll pick a little tree with bright red berries. I'll pick a letter and be it. Nobody knows what the sea is saying either, because it speaks so beautifully, all form and no information. But I'll do what I'm told. 78. Out is there, the woods, green moveless sea. Look, breathe at the bottom of, and watch light filter down this summer house, my bathysphere. Caught in the conceit, he waits for fish to pass, for Shelley riding on his octopus, come to rebuke him from Mont Blanc. A small white hillock risen through maples. But in this forest quiet, the waves are always turning away and never break around your heels, leaving smooth agates after undertow. Clerk of wood, clur of leaf, elytra, cricket, insects at their never-ending offices, Gregorian. No palestrina to relieve the rise, the flex, the fall of what is permanent. No Ars Nova either in the sea. But how do you know, he said, what Homer's ocean sounded like to him. Your Latin's rusty and your Greek's been repossessed. Sometimes you hear what fleshy Virgil heard. Sometimes you guess. Sometimes you pick a letter and become it. Like a girl in a casino tricked to choose a card by some devious entertainer with more sleeves than arms. And here you are, the three of diamonds, miss. There is no alphabet in wood, in woods. I am alone. In the middle of the alphabet, I came to water, and there was her name beginning, the bitter sea and all its pearls, and the great tower she came from to meet me there. Follow a line as long as it goes, till it leads to yourself. Pick the right letter, turn into a god, powerlessly beautiful. No romanticism here. Here is yielding, here is letting. Here is language listening to itself and letting go, so you can have some too. If you don't become a letter, the word will never speak. Jugular, nothing left, patch of sun on forest floor. The leaves make faces, a progression of identities, procession, carnival, silence, mask. The leaves are masks. All we can ever see are faces, so the leaves make faces at me. The belongers huddle beneath the shade. An austere text rustles, rebuking every image. 79. Crawl out from under the skirts of the world into the evidence. No more sentiment, material man. Specify the rigorous ardors of your music, then count the spell backwards in your steps. To the organ tone that started this, 16 hertz below your ears, marble slabs in the floor make shudder. Understand what you can't hear. That fear also is a vibration, something you can learn from, lean on. The ascent to Parnassus, the shy man's guide to the muses, his eyes on something else, the music rises, and by the strangely tempered disposition of his tone, suddenly he's out. You've heard it 1,000 times, but you always climb back in. You call that listening. Instead of traveling onward with the final tone or clang as it recedes orderly into the summoning distances, whose only property you can guess by reason is silence. But it is so much more than that. The proper hearing of music is a one-way road. Let it take you as far as you can hear, material man. Then travel with it and never look back. Looking back means drowning in the tune, the Red Sea. Looking back is remembering into the unconditioned paradox where music vanishes before you, a fox in pine woods, and you follow.